Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WBQC.7 is online at WBQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Hit it, boys!
Hi, this is Susan Meemaw-Gopp, filling in today for Lynn. She's running some much-needed errands, so I just wanted to let you know that I'll be filling in. Chuck, last I heard, was still in the hospital, so all of our thoughts and prayers go out to him, hoping him that he has a speedy recovery. So today's going to be a little bit different. I didn't want to totally copy Lynn's style, but I am a little bit. So I'm going to start off with Pat Robertson backs legal marijuana. And on the phone lines, I have Casey that's going to fill in and help me out here today. Casey, can you hear me? Nope, just a second. Casey, can you hear me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. I just hit the wrong button.
Okay. I thought we were about to do a commercial there for a second.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm cool. Let's get the show rolling. I'm excited. I'm glad to fill in for Lynn today with you, so I'm ready to get going.
Cool. Well, the first thing we're going to discuss is Pat Robertson backs the legalization of marijuana, not just for medical. I actually heard about this last week when I was watching The View. Whoopi made a comment about this, so I wanted to just touch on it for a minute.
And yeah, I saw that exact same show.
Cool. Great minds think alike. And I love Whoopi.
Well, one thing I do want to concentrate on is getting Whoopi behind us more, because as she said on the show, she now has someone else backing her, and we need Whoopi to back us, don't we?
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. I'll just make sure of that.
Yeah. I'll take Whoopi's backing in anything.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah, I just want Whoopi, you know, more than anything else. Yeah, Whoopi.
Actually, Pat Robertson came out several months ago endorsing the legalization of just medical, and a lot of people think that his backing of the total legalization of marijuana, even for what some people call recreational use, is a big step for him, and he's taking a lot of heat from the Christian Science Monitor, drug rehab places.
And I believe he should. He's been taking heat from us for years now.
Yes.
So now it's almost its exact opposite, where this man has totally done a 180, and now all the people who were once supporting him are now calling him crazy for just backing us, or was just backing up the thought of legalizing marijuana. To them, is absolutely insane. Whereas before, that same side that's now calling him insane found nothing insane about him saying that homosexuals just need to think straight and they'll be straight. So that to us was insane when he said that, and now just the simple let's legalize marijuana is absolutely bonkers to them.
Well, everybody has some weird views on certain issues. I know I do, and we won't go on them here because they're really controversial. But everybody has weird ideas on some things. We just have to find what they support that we support so that we can all work together. And we don't
well,
have...
Is,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I am so dumbfounded by Pat Robertson right now. I think everybody is. It's just kind of something that we're not ready for, even though technically it was a year ago that we, Hemp Rock Radio, Cannabis Village, we all started pointing towards this being Robertson's evolution. He's been kind of nipping at this for the last couple of years now. And he has just now really come out as vocal as he is. So we've almost had a year now to digest this, but it's still kind of throwing me off that Robertson's out there actually taking heat for the movement. So it just said, I'm just dumbfounded, I think, because it's so obvious to even the biggest cynic or idiot, depending on how you look at him, that it's so obvious even Robertson's backing us.
Yes, and I want to commend him for coming out and supporting the legalization of cannabis when some of the people that use cannabis for medical or recreational use won't. So thank you,
right,
Pat, for doing that.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on, and I got this off of Facebook. Lynn was nice enough to post it on my wall so I would see it. The medical marijuana bill has stalled in committee. This is from Kentucky. And this was originally posted by Thomas Vance. A long-awaited and much-needed medical marijuana bill has finally been filed by the Kentucky Assembly, Senate Bill 129. The Gatewood Galbraith Memorial Medical Marijuana Act was filed on January 31st, 2012, by Senator Clark of Louisville. The bill is simply written. Shortly, what it does is it reschedules cannabis in Kentucky from a Schedule 1 dangerous and having no medical value to a Schedule 2 so that it has medical value. And this will allow physicians to prescribe the drug for qualifying conditions to be determined by the doctor. Okay, this is stalled. So what they're calling for is for everybody in that is a voter or lives in the state of Kentucky to call in today and all this week to 1-800-372-7188 and tell the nice person that answers the phone to send a message to the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to make up and pass, or to, excuse me, to take up and pass Senate Bill 129. Please don't make our sick and disabled citizens who need this medicine wait another year. Thank you, et cetera, et cetera. Call every half hour if you want. Let's bury them and make them worried about not getting it done this year. Please spread the word. Again, that phone number was 800-372-7181.
Now, Susan, with me being in Columbus, can I contribute to these calls?
You could contribute. Just don't tell them where you live.
So just make the call and act like, hey, everything is everything. I'm in Kentucky, and I just want to get this bill moving then, correct?
Correct.
Just don't say I'm from Ohio. Just call in and say I want to get the bill moving.
Yep.
Okay, because like I said, everybody, if you heard me before, I yayed the bill itself. We got to get this bill going. And then to have it just held back, retarded, is not what we need right now. And I'm willing to do whatever I can to help. So I know everybody else in Ohio will back me up and make that call as well. So everybody out there, you've heard it, and we don't tell them we're from Ohio. We just call.
Definitely. I'll be in Kentucky this afternoon, so I'll be calling from Kentucky. I was going to call on the air, but we got so much to do today. Didn't have time to do that, so... With that,
I'm taking my call as soon as we get off.
Okay. With that, I'm going to go to a song that I heard way back in the 70s. Most of you probably won't know it. It's by Jim Stafford, who I love his music. So here we go.
The unions, they're on a break. Well, the wildwood flower grew wild on the farm. We never know what it's called. Some said it's a flower and some said it's a weed, and I never really gave it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, reached down for a weed to chew on. things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything's gone. I didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the heck out of sniffing burlap. And I was pretty sure I was gone because I woke up and I wasn't there. I looked around for me everywhere and finally caught up with myself in open pasture land, laying flat on my back with Hershey wrappers between my toes, beating on my chest, singing, "Don't it make your brown eyes blue?" I come to. My brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Well, let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of the night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. Bill was naked. Said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day a fella from Washington come by and he spied him, turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug till he killed our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hip Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
I was sitting in my basement. I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. Then my friend yelled through the transom, "Grab your coat and get your hat, son. There's a nut down on the corner giving dollar bills away." But I laid around a bit and I had another hit, and I wrote myself a bomb, and then I thought about my mama, then I fooled around, played around, jacked around a while, and then I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and it rolled right by, rolled on by. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Oh me, oh my. Now it took 7 months of virgin just to get that local virgin with the sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. The next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. When she asked me how I liked it, Lord, it hurt me to admit. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I was stoned. And it rolled right by. Where'd it go? I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned. Oh me, oh my. I ain't making no excuses for the many things I uses just to sweeten my relationships and brighten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm ready for the clover and they ask me how my life has been, I guess I'll have to say, I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned, I missed it. I was stoned and it rolled right by. I was stoned. I was stoned. I was stoned.
recognition.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
Okay, that's Chuck back there coughing, and it sounds a lot like me today. I'm still fighting pneumonia. For me, once I get it, I have it for several months. So, again, sending all my best wishes and positive thoughts and energy out to Chuck. Okay, Casey, you still there?
I am right here.
Okay,
right
just here. Making sure.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Spanish town wants to grow cannabis to pay off debts. A small town in northern Spain believes it has found a novel way to pay off its debt by cultivating cannabis. I totally support this.
100%.
Yes.
100%. This actually, it's opening up not just revenue for this town, but a lot of people who are ready and already prepared to begin the business side of this, as far as definitely medical growing. This is a perfect setup and opportunity for a lot of us to get down there and start setting up shop with them. So not only will they be able to save their town, but we can show them how, and at the same time, we can get into their side of the industry and start providing a lot of oil for people. This is going to be a lot cheaper for us to do it down there than it would be up here.
Most definitely. Do you have your passport ready?
No, but now that I see that, I'm waiting for this story to say it's A-okay, and I'm about to find me a new town, give me a sombrero, and it's home. Tequila all day. So
it's in Spain, not Mexico.
Oh, crap. I got you. I hear Spanish, and all of a sudden, man, I'm in Mexico just chilling on the beach. But Spain, actually, that's even beautiful. That's more beautiful. So
yes, it is.
I would love to go to see Spain. I'm not even ready for that.
Get your passport ready.
Yeah, I will. But I'm glad you told me that because I was headed to Mexico.
Well, if they do this, what it will also help do is grow healthier organic product, because Spain is really big into growing organically right now because they realize what the chemicals are doing.
And I'll be honest with you, I know very little about Spain, but every time I do see a story about Spain or read a story about Spain, it's always covered by beautiful, lush pictures of green, just green around the mountainside. So they have obviously great sunlight, great beautiful weather for us to have healthier plants.
Yes.
Not full of toxins, and I'm sure they don't have chemtrails everywhere in Spain. So this would make a huge difference when it comes to growing, because we won't have toxins sprayed all over our plants.
And I know you're not going to like this next comment, but it would be grown with the sunshine God intended it to be grown with.
No, I love that comment, Susan. I do believe, yes, in indoor cultivation, but outdoor cultivation is where we have to get back to. The only reason we are so thriving on indoor is, again, because of the chemicals and the crap that's in the air that we breathe on a daily basis. But in Spain, the weather, I believe the greenery shows that they are living as intended, and they're reaping the benefits of it. So outdoor growing in Spain is going to get us back to the healthy medicines that we have been searching for this long indoors.
I'm glad I'm recording this for ammunition later on when we have another discussion.
Now, I bet you this discussion won't lead to soil versus hydro. So it can always be about the sun versus fake light. I will always say God's given sun is the best sun. Not to say that soil is always numero uno. But yes, go ahead and use it against me anytime you need to. I'll stick by my word.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Oh, I forgot to tell you what songs were at the top. The first one was Wildwood Weed, Since I've Met Gatewood. Every time I hear it, I think of him, and it was by Jim Stanford. And then the second one was I Got Stoned and Missed It by Dr. Hook. And most of you probably don't even know who Dr. Hook was. So So we're going to.
It scares you at the end of the song. You're not the only one. I'm high, and I missed quite a few things there. So.
Okay, well, we're going to go on to the next set, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
See you guys in a minute.
Are you part of a community group that has something to say? What if you could spread your own message with your own radio station?
Who, us?
Yeah, you.
Well, your chance is now. The Local Community Radio Act passed. As soon as the summer of 2012, community groups and nonprofits will have a one-time chance to apply for a community radio station. Amplify your voice on the airwaves.
Local issues, local media, local control. Visit PrometheusRadio.org/getradio for more information.
Let's do this. From heaven's trimmer till the last ember, the chief teeth of celestial weaver. See, I blow dry chromes through chrome microphones while burn digs breaks and ancient catacombs were lifted like wallets in thieves' hands were lifted like mystics in distant lands were lifted like first kisses, granted wishes, a sweet tooth satisfied by brown sugar misses. This is one to just ride through, kick back, get high to let it inside you. This is like Bob used to say, the moment it hits, the pain goes away. So don't worry, we brought plenty for the masses. Cause when cups run over, they fill others empty glasses. Classics, an endless supply. So lift fists to the sky if your soul loves to fly.
Get lifted.
Come on. To crystal creeper, Claude Nine's a believer that the leaf will take you deeper. See, I inhale Riga reefer, then spit it through your speaker while burn drops breaks like a funk doctor preacher. We're lifted like little kids on Christmas, lifted like when an old friend visits, lifted like we just saw some ever after. We're stressed on the matters and the world was full of laughter. So just let yourself go, let the rhythm take control, let it grab your inner soul. So I say a little prayer for the people who ain't there. Let it rise into the air. From Green Ohio Valleys to the southern cliffs of Cali. When you're singing, singing like the words alone get you high. Cause if you're lifted like we're lifted, take that gift that you've been gifted. Like the tip of that spliff with the morning sunrise.
I get lifted.
Put your hands up.
I get lifted.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I get lifted.
Come on, come on, come on.
I get lifted.
Get lifted.
WVQC is dedicated to giving voice to your community, but we need your support to make it happen. Show your support of WVQC Radio Free Queen City by making a membership contribution today. Call 513-651-4171 to find out how you can keep non-commercial radio alive.
What's that? You say you need a computer? Well, check out www.mediabridges.org. We are offering refurbished Mac computers to the public. All proceeds benefit WVQCLP Cincinnati.
I am glad that in this administration...
Well, welcome back. The songs that just got done playing was I Get Lifted by Aaron Evans with the Green Brothers. That's in honor of what we'll be talking about next, and I'll save that for a minute. And then Hang On For Your Life, which is also for the next segment, and it's by Shooting Star. And it also goes out to my son, who's listening for the very first time.
And hey, JD.
Too bad he can't respond, unless he does it by text. Okay. On April 28th, up in Columbus, Ohio, there is going to be a balloon launch to bring awareness to those that have autism and those nonverbal adult children that are at risk for sexual abuse or survivors of sexual abuse. It will be held at the Ohio State University Medical Center's parking lot at 920 North Hamilton Road. And they're doing this because April is National Autism Month. And Casey, you're helping out with this, aren't you?
Somewhat, yeah. A whole bunch, actually. actually, just to make sure everybody in Columbus that's listening is clear, it is not going to be on the OSU campus. It's going to be at the OSU doctor's office, which is on the east side of Columbus. So don't go down the campus. We're going to be on the east side of Columbus. We'll be in the OSU doctor's parking lot, and in that same parking lot is WG Grinders. It will not be hard to find us. It's a huge lot. You can't miss it. And we're going to have a lot of balloons out there.
And just look for the Cannabis Village shirts.
Yes, yes. Look for the Cannabis Village shirts. Hopefully we will also have a Cash High Foundation billboard poster out there so everybody can get the word on that. We'll have plenty of information for everybody who attends that day. But ultimately, again, it's Autism Awareness Month. One of the biggest goals that we're hoping to achieve right now is to have enough people come out there. And if we set this up just perfectly, then we'll be able to do a giant A made out of balloons with all the people who attend that day. And we're going to get an aerial roof shot view. Media from Columbus will be here. So it's going to hopefully turn into a nationwide, worldwide one-day event that all on that day we'll be able to do a balloon launching for the survivors of any autistic abuse.
And if you're not in the Columbus area and would like to do a balloon launch in your area, go to Facebook and look up Autism Balloon Launch, and that will give you the information that you need to contact to get the balloons to do it in your area.
Yes, and hopefully within this next week, that same organization, Mama Speaks For Me, which is a part of Cannabis Village, the website, all the info will be on their website as well, so mamaspeaksforme.com. That's MOMMASPEAKS for the number for me. MamaSpeaksForMe.com.
And that's all one word.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know I'll be up in Columbus, but if anybody in the Cincinnati area wants to do one, either contact me through Facebook or at 513-546-3361, and I'll get you hooked up with the person that will be able to help you out. Okay, we're going to go on to the next segment now. And we'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, for those of you that don't know it, I was recently diagnosed with, thyroid cancer. So I am totally changing my entire life. No, I haven't lost my mind. I knew all this stuff before. I just chose not to incorporate it because it was much easier not to incorporate it. So today we're going to go over some hints for healthy living, not just for those that have cancer or any other medical condition, but just to be healthier and not get sick. And I know some of my really close friends don't want to go into the healthy mode of living, but I'm going to try to drag them kicking and screaming.
So, yeah, she's talking about me.
Yes,
so
I am.
Clarify that. I'm going to say my name. That's me. Mm-hmm.
Well,
let's get into this list you have, because I do like this list. This list is pretty cool.
Okay.
So I will give you that.
Okay. I'm not a doctor or any type of health professional. Please research each and every tip to ensure that you will not be harmed in any way. Talk to your healthcare professional before doing any of these things. The views discussed in this segment are my own personal opinion and not those of Hemp Rock Radio, Cannabis Village, the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky T-Hop Party, or WVQC Media Bridges or its board. That's my disclaimer. Okay, tips on healthy living. Get at least 2 hours of outside time each day, not all at once. 5-10 minutes here and there. Try to avoid sunscreen unless you use an all-organic one, because sunscreen contains dangerous chemicals. Since people have started using sunscreen, the incidence of skin cancer has actually risen. Sunshine is the best source of vitamin D that there is, but with sunscreen on, you don't get the full benefits and the vitamin D that you need. Fresh air will also do wonders for you. Inside air has more pollutants than outside air in the majority of places. But if you live in urban areas, avoid going outside on days when they have the smog alerts.
Yeah, I started cracking up when I read that, the urban area. That just pretty much, if you're in the ghetto, guess what?
No.
I understand that when you say only when the smog is really bad, and that is something, yes, that's something we do have an issue with, and people living in the city know it. You got to watch these high alerts that they have sometimes.
Like, I live out... Almost,
I guess that's why I protest against healthy living sometimes, because it's not healthy to go outside anymore.
Actually, the air outside most of the time is better than the indoor air.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that, especially in my house. It's filled with smoke.
Yeah,
it's not that healthy.
Mine's so much more worse than yours is, so...
Yeah, so what you're saying in the end, basically, Susan, is that we need to apply recess to our life, just like as when we were in grade school.
Yes.
We need to have a recess break in order to go outside, get our fresh air, but then not be out there for an extended amount of time that you even feel the need for sunscreen. You just need to go out, have moments of it, and not try to get all those sun rays all at once.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes. And if you're going to be outside for an extended period and choose not to use sunscreen, you can use clothing as sunscreen. People make fun of me when I wear my stupid hat. That's my sunscreen.
I love the hat. The floppy hat is
yep.
The hat. I wish I could pull it off. If I could pull it off, I'd wear it.
Okay, next, walk barefoot as much as you can. Be careful if you're diabetic, because you're at risk for cuts and things. So always inspect your feet if you're diabetic. Only walk barefoot where you know that what you'll be walking on. It is said that there are many reflex points in your feet, and walking will help massage those points and may help your internal organs. Walking outside barefoot in the grass is said by many to be the best for you, as it is so pleasurable and connects you with Mother Nature.
Yes, I believe that. And again, going back to what you said before, know where you're walking.
Yes.
Just know where you're walking, because that's the safest bet. If you're going to go out barefoot, don't go into grass that you don't know, because there could be glass. It's not just the funny, you might step in something doggy related, but it's also, you know, there's rocks and there's sharp glass.
Yeah.
I think actually if people take this advice, maybe they would start thinking about their backyards. This could also improve a lot of neighborhoods in my area. When we start taking care of our grass and start taking care of Mother Nature, then we can reconnect with Mother Nature properly.
And when you start taking care of Mother Nature will start taking care of you.
Makes you feel real good all over.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, open your windows in your home and let in the fresh air. Try not to rely on air conditioners or heat too much, just when it gets so hot or cold that you can't handle it any longer. This will also help you lower your utility bills. Open up the windows will help rid your inside places of many toxins that build up over time inside.
Yes, that's true. I do it all the time because, you know me, I'm a cheapo. And I have a kid, and my kid loves air, and we don't really do air like that. We open all the windows and get that nice cross breeze going. And she realizes that it makes her feel healthier. She can breathe better. There's not as much dirt and contaminants in the air, going back to what you said before. Inside is sometimes worse than the outside.
Yeah. Okay. Don't use perfumes. Instead, use essential oils. Lavender is a good choice as it helps to calm you. Perfumes.
Don't use any oils, just so you know. The oils last longer than perfumes.
Yes. Right? Actually, so, perfumes make me have asthma attacks, so.
I do believe me, too. So I'm with you there.
Okay. Don't use non-organic makeup. Makeup is put on your skin. Your skin is the biggest organ in your body. So when you put the chemicals on your skin, it's absorbed into your body. So only put healthy things onto your skin. Okay, Casey, you may want to cover your ears on the next one.
Uh-oh.
Just because I know you don't like the subject.
Uh-oh.
Check out all your intimate products. Many contain chemicals that can be absorbed through delicate tissues. Some intimate products may be made of plastics that contain PBAs. These are known to cause cancer. So try to go all organic, even with your most intimate products. Also, your water bottles that you carry around with, please ensure that they are PBA-free.
Okay. It's wild that you managed to leave the personal products out of our notes here.
No, it's number six.
I see the number six. Okay, the delicate. See, it was coded, people. I thought it was just about the water bottles and the cooking products. I was all good with that. That makes sense because I've been trying to tell people that for years. We're not supposed to use a lot of things while cooking that people don't avoid. And that's also, if you're storing food, make sure you don't go to the dollar store and get the cheap plastic containers. These containers break down very easily. When you get those Kroger bottles of water, when you get bottles of water, no matter who they're from, remember, these bottles are cheap. Don't put them in your freezer, freeze them up, and then get them back as chemicals have now mixed into your water.
And even if you leave them out in the sunlight, they can break down.
Yes, plastic is not our friend. Be very, very suspect of what you buy. If you want to buy, get glass. Glass is great. Store your products in glass.
Avoid cooking or having food touch anything that is aluminum or has a nonstick coating. I've read recently that most people have trace amounts of Teflon and aluminum in their livers as a result of using nonstick cooking or aluminum cooking pans or eating from them. A good alternative is to go back to the old faithful iron skillets and cookware. They even have iron Dutch ovens.
Well, I'll tell you what, Susan, a lot of reasons, because, again, you know, I'm a cook, and a lot of reasons that people are not using the proper utensils to cook with is because we have come so far with this nonstick cookware because people don't, they have started taking out oils. They don't want to use oil, so then they don't have the sticking problem with this nonstick. But the nonstick cookware ends up causing health problems. So what we need to teach people to do is cook healthier with their oil, like you've been doing. Cook with healthier oil, especially cannabis oil. When we use cannabis oil, we don't need the nonstick. We have to go back to the cast irons, and the cast irons cook food better anyway.
Yeah, but when you use the hemp oil or the cannabis oil, you got to make sure that you cook at a very low temp.
Yes.
Okay, we're running out of time here, so drink plenty of spring-watered, not filtered tap water. Don't use fluoride products. Limit your negative stress. Listen to good upbeat music. Surround yourself with positive people, and limit contact with those that are negative. And stay away from negative music, movies, books, pics, video games, animals, or whatever. And that was the short list because we're running short on time. And Casey, I want to thank you so much for helping me out today. I want to say hi to Lynn and Chuck. Hope they're both doing great. And I'll see Lynn tomorrow. And we're going to roll on out of here. Next song is Get Stoned by Hinder. And it's a good song to go home to. So hope you enjoy it.
Have a great day, Susan. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, thanks a lot, Casey.
Bye-bye.
It's not perfect, I'm perfect until my heart explodes. I highly doubt I can make it through another of your episodes. Lashing out, one of the petty moves you bubble before you lose control. You wear me out, but it's out. To make it what you're giving me, let's hash it out. Cause you're bitching and you haven't told me anything. Now count me out. I can handle all the baggage that you're carrying. You wear me out, but it's out.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com. Do you wanna be a wild animal?
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WVQC, people-powered radio.